B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Samachay. We're going to start approximately in the middle of the Omud. V'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda Nishpach Adam Yomus HaMishtaleach. This was the last statement in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis Omud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda said that Nishpach Adam, if the soyer, the goat that was going to be used, or that was used for a Chatos Lashem, that it was shechted, they received the blood, but before they did the avoidus, the sprinkling with the blood got spilt out. Yomus hamishtaleach, as we've seen, Rabbi Yehuda learns, Bali chayim nitchim, even though this sawyer that's going to be sent to the Azazel is still alive, is standing there where it's supposed to be standing at the entrance of the Azara. Nonetheless, it's put to death. Yomus, it's let to die. You cannot use it, you have to replace it. Meis HaMishtaleach, in the event that it was the Soir LaHazazel that died, then we can no longer use the blood of the Soir, Yishofech Adam, and in both cases, a new set have to be brought, a new set of two he-goats, with the Geirel, one LaShem, one LaHazazel, and they have to do the Avodah again. Says the Gemara, Bishlei Menishbach Adam, Yomus HaMishtaleach. I can understand that if the blood got spilt out before you did the Avodah, then we understand that the Soyer, LaZazil, the one that's going to be Mishtaleach, that's going to be sent, has to be replaced. Because since the blood has to be sprinkled, it's part of the Avodah, and it says in the Parasha Chuka, which means that all the details, including the order, everything has to be as essential and ma'akev. And therefore, since the blood got spilt, you have to do another soyer, you have to replace it. You cannot replace it without a geirel. With a geirel, you need to have two goats, which means that the soyer HaMishtaleach was rejected, and therefore, if Yehuda holds Ba'alechayim Nitchim, then the Mishtaleach has to be put to death. We can understand that, because since the blood of the soyer was spilt before the Avodah was done, it has to be replaced. The Katilo is Avid Mitzvase, because the mitzvah that was supposed to be done with that blood had not yet been done, and the mitzvahs are essential. Elom Meis HaMishtaleach, but in the next case of the Mishnah, where the Soyer HaMishtaleach dies, then we have to spill out the blood of the goat, and you have to replace them both. Amai, why would that be true? Amai Shafich Adam, why would you have to spill out the blood of the goat? Hois Avad LeMitzvosei. The only reason you would have to spill out the blood is if it gets rejected. It would only get rejected if you have to replace the Soyer LaZazil. But why would you have to replace the Soyer LaZazil? The only parts of the Avodah which are essential are those done by the Kohen Gadol in his white clothes. As soon as the Geirel, the lot, has been done with the Soyer, and it's already been allotted and determined that this goat is going to be sent to the LaZazil, that's it. Everything else is not ma'akev. The vidui is not ma'akev. Sending the goat to the Azazel is certainly not ma'akev. And so what if it died? As long as you've done the geirel on the soyer LaZazel, we don't need it anymore. It's not essential. So even if it died, you should be able to continue doing the avodah with the blood of the goat. Why would you have to spill out the blood of the goat? Hoiz avid le'mitzvase, you have already done the mitzvah that was essential with the Azazel. Answers the Gemara, Omre de Beir Vyanai, Omer Kro, because there's a special pasuk that even though the Soyer LaZazel, there's nothing more that you have to do with it that's essential. However, in order for the blood of the Soyer to atone, it's essential that the goat that's going to go LaZazel remains alive until the blood has been sprinkled, the blood of the Soyer Chatos LaShem. Where do we learn that from? The pasuk says, So what does it mean, Yo'omad Chai Lifnei Hashem Lechaper? Admosa Yehezoku Kli Yischai. Till what point is it essential that it's Yo'omad Chai, that the Soyer LaZazel stays alive? Ad Shas Matan Domim Shel Chaveri, until the blood is sprinkled of the other goat, of the goat that's Chatos LaShem, which is going to be Lifnei Hashem Lechaper, and only after the blood has been sprinkled of the soil, which is Chatos LaShem, at that point, we no longer need the soil LaZazel to be alive. But it's a special pasuk that we learn from here, that if the goat of the LaZazel dies before the blood of the other soyer has been sprinkled, then you have to replace the blood of the soyer. Continues the Gemara Tanan. We learnt in the Mishnah. It's not clear whether it's a Mishnah or exactly where this is, but we learned Tanan Hosom. Bnei ha'ir she'sholchu, we learnt about this in Maseches Shkolim. Bnei ha'ir she'sholchu es shekleim. We know that all the people, everybody of Klal Yisrael, had to send machtzis ha'shekel before Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the Beis HaMikdash. It would be put into the Lishka, and they would withdraw from this chamber three boxfuls of money, and those were the boxes they would use for the Korbonis Tzibur the whole year. So very often what would typically happen is that there would be an agent on behalf of the people in the city. They would all come and bring him the machtzis ha'shekel, and this agent would then take it to the Beis HaMikdash and deposit it into that chamber. What happens if the Bnei Ha'ir, the people in the city, Sholchu es Shekleim, they sent these Shkolim, v'nignuvu oisha ovdu, they got stolen or lost in transit before it arrived at the Beis HaMikdash, im nitra matruma, if they got lost after the Kohen had already separated and withdrawn the money into the boxes from this chamber, in which case, at that point, the money was withdrawn on behalf of all those people that had sent the coins, and the coins do have to reach there. But the people, in the event that for some reason, Nignav or Ovdu, the coins are not going to get there, it doesn't matter, and the korbonis of that year are being done on behalf of all those that sent the shkolim, and the people do not need to send new shkolim. Since at the time when they withdrew the money from this chamber, it was not known yet that the shkolim were not going to arrive, because they only got stolen or lost after the truma was taken. So since it was not yet known they would not arrive, therefore it was taken on their behalf as well. And the only ones that lost from this Gneva or Aveda is Hekdesh. And therefore, we now have to just make sure to clear up between the agent and the Hekdesh to make sure that the agent is indeed exempt. He wasn't Pesher, he wasn't careless. So Nishboin Ligizborim, they have to make a Shvuah, which we'll learn about later on in Shas, this Shvuah of the Shomrim, that somebody who is protecting or supposed to protect something, it's a shame chinam, he has to make a shvua that it was a gneva v'aveda and it wasn't a pshia, it wasn't careless. He makes the shvua to the gizborim, to the treasurers of Hekdesh. V'imlav, if however, before the money was withdrawn from that chamber, it was already known that they were lost or stolen, in which case, when they withdrew the money, it was not done on behalf of those people. That means those people would have to send new shkolim. And since the people of the city have to send new shkolim, therefore it's now a business between the agents and the people of the city, because it's the people of the city who are going to lose from this gneiva v'aveda. And therefore, nishboin lebnei ha'ir, these agents actually have to make a shvua to the people of the bnei, to the bnei ha'ir, to make a shvur that it was gneva v'aveda and it was not pshia. And then ubnei ha'ir shoklin achirim tachtem, the people of the city have to take the coins, a second set of machtzis ha'shekels, and send it to the Beis HaMikdash. Nimtzu, in the case when it got lost, they afterwards found the coins. Oyshech ziram, in the case when it was stolen, the money was returned. Hechzirim aganovim, those that stole the coins returned them. Eilu ve'elu shkolim him. Both sets of machtzis ha'shekels both get taken to the Beis HaMikdash. Also the first set that was the original shekels and the second set which they had to take, they had to resend to the Beis HaMikdash because it was stolen before the truma was taken. Ve'ein oidinem l'shono haba. The Tanakhama say you have to send both sets of coins to the Beis HaMikdash, but they're both going to be used, or only one set is going to be used for that year, and the second set is not going to be used for the next year, and there's a discussion exactly what happens to that second set of Shkolim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, Oilin Nem L'shono Haba, that this second set of Shkolim actually can be used for next year. It's as if they're giving in advance a deposit for next year's shkolim, and next year they would not have to take shkolim again. My Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, what would be the reason or the source for this, what Rabbi Yehuda says? Omar Rav, Kasava Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds chayvis shel shono zu, chayvis l'shono haba. He holds that the chayvis, the requirements, those things that a person must bring this year, if they're left over for next year, then he can actually use them for next year's chayvis. And therefore the shkolim that were originally taken to be for this year's korbanos tzibur can be used for next year's korbanos tzibur. So Eisve Abaya. Abaya is asking a question on this that we learnt. Par v'soyer shelei makipurim, if you have either the bull of the Kohen Gadol, it was privately owned by the Kohen Gadol, or the goats of Yom Kippur, she'ovdu, what happens if they got lost someplace, sometime on Yom Kippur, they got lost. V'hifrish achirim tachtem, and they separated another bull or goat instead of them. V'chein se'iri avodazara she'ovdu, all the goats which are, a goat which is brought, which is called the Se'iri Avodazara, which we learn about in other places in Shas, that when the Tzibur, they did an Aveira of Avodazara because of a mistaken instruction by Beis Din, they have to bring a bull, the Oila, and a So'ir, Lechatos. So this Se'iri Avodazara, She'ovdu, that they got lost, V'ifrash Achirim Tachtem, then all these cases, Kulon Yomusu. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that since you separated other korbanos on their instead of them, you find them later, they have to be put to death. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Noimrim, they say no, they say yiru achi istavu, you don't kill them because ein korban tzibur, ein chatos tzibur meso, we've learned about that before, you let them graze till they get a blemish, v'yimkru, and then they get sold, v'yiplu domeyem l'nadova, and the money is used for a nadova to buy oilos for the mizbeach. She'ein chatos tzibur meso. But what do we see from here? That in the event that it's a par v'soyer shel yom kippurim, that it got lost, and you then brought others in their place, then the ones that got lost, they have to be either left to be to get a blemish, or they have to be put to death. It's called the chatos she'en niskapru ba'alehem, and therefore it can no longer be used. And the question is, Abaye was asking, that you, Rava, said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that an animal that was separated to be used for a requirement of this year, in the event that you didn't need it for this year, you can use it for next year, then this par v'soyer shelei makipurim she'ovdu, why can't you just use it for next year? That's the question Abaya asked against Rava. And we're going to have five answers in the Gemara. The first one, Omalei, Rava answered to Abaya, Korbonis Tzibur Ka'omris? You're asking a question from Korbonis Tzibur. The coins, for whatever reason, are not considered Korbonis Tzibur. The Tosis Hashanim discusses why. But the Soyer, the power of the Soyer Shalema Kippurim, they are Korbonis Tzibur. Korbonis Tzibur, that you cannot roll that over to the next year. Kedurav Tovi Omer B'Yashia. The Omer of Tovi Omer B'Yashia. Omer Kro, you learn from an explicit posuk that every year has its own set of animals and korbanos, and you have to separate them each year for that year. You cannot use the previous year's korbanos tzibur for the next year's chayvas korbanos tzibur. You learn that from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Zois oilas chodesh bechotchoy lechotche hashana." It says a number of times chodesh and chotchoy and chotche hashana. So what do we learn from there? Omra Torah. Chadesh v'aveli korban mitruma chadasha. Every year, and exactly how this works, we've already learned about it. We learned about it in Shkolim. We're going to learn about it later on in Shas. That we learn from these psukim, from these words in this pasuk, that every Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a breaking point. That from there you have to start a new counting, a new separating of the new korbanos for the new year. You cannot use the previous year's korbanos for the next year. Since this parvah soyer seems to be a korbanos tzibur, we'll soon discuss that more, but it's a korbanos tzibur, and therefore you cannot keep it for the next year, and therefore it's either going to be let to die according to Reb Elazar and according to Reb Yehuda, or it's going to be left to get a blemish according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. And obviously the question Tosfos Hashanim asks here is that the Shkalim are also used for the Korbanos Tzibur, so why should you be able to roll over last year's Shkalim for the next year? And the Tosfos Hashanim and other Rishonim discuss that. Says the Gemara, I can understand this answer for the goat, because the goat was a Korban Tzibur. It was brought with money from the Trumas Halishka, and every year had its own Shkolim, its own money, its own Korbanos. But the par, the bull of the Kohen Gadol, was his private property. It wasn't a Korban Tzibur, it was a Korban of a Yochid. If it's the Korban of a Yochid, then if Rabbi Huda says that Choyvis Shel Shana Zu, Kreivis Leshana Abba, Abaye's question comes back against Rava, why the bull is it, which gets lost and then is found? Why do you have to dispose of it, let it get a blemish or die? Why can't you use it for the next year? Michael Amemar, what are you going to answer there? Answers the Gemara, Gzeira, Par Otusoyer. It's a decree. We don't want you to get confused. If you're going to use a par from last year, you might think you can use the soyer from last year. The soyer is a Korban Tzibur. You cannot use it from last year. In order not to get confused, the Chachomim said that even the bull of Yom Kippur, if it gets lost, you cannot use it for the next year. Umishum Gzeira Yomusu. The Gemara is saying, I can understand that you don't want me to use this Korban next year, this bull, you don't want me to use it next year because of a Gzeira. But because of that, it's going to die. It only dies if it's a Chatos Shenes Kapru Balem and it cannot be used next year, but you can use it next year. It's only a Gzeira. Why would it have to be put to death? Maximum, say that it should be left to graze and have a blemish like with other korbanos, but to let it die, what would be the justification of that? It's not as if it has to be let to die, because me'ikar adin, you can use it next year. Void, another question. Harab Tovi Omar Rabbi Yashia Gufa Mitzvahi. The very halacha of Rav Tovi, even by the goat, that the reason you don't want to use it next year, you took it for granted, said Rava, is because it's a Korban Tzibur. And every year, the Korban Tzibur has to be brought from that year's Shkolim, and that's why you don't want to use the goat that was dedicated for the previous Yom Kippur. It got lost and then found. You don't want to use it the next year's Yom Kippur because it's from the old Shkolim, it's from last year's money. But that in itself is not essential. It's only Lekatchila. Dom Reviu Dom Ashmuel. Korbanos Tzibur Aboim Be'echod B'Nisan Mitzvah Lavi Minachodosh. Those Korbanos Tzibur that are brought after Chodesh Nisan, it's a mitzvah, it's preferable to bring it from the new money of the new year. V'mehevi Minayoshan, but if you did bring it from last year's money, Yotzo, it's Yotzo, Ela Shechosar Mitzvah. It's just that it wasn't done in the most preferable way, but you're Yotzo. So then, really the whole answer is difficult. Why Yomusu? Why would you put these animals to death if Me'ikar Adin, you could use them next year? So Elom Rav Zeira gives another explanation why, even though Rava said that Choyvis Shel Shana Zu, Krevois L'Shana Abba, which is why the people of the town, we saw according to Rabbi Yehuda, if they had to replace the Shkolim, they can use those Shkolim next year. However, the power of a Sawyer of Yom Kippur, if they get lost and then found, they cannot be used the next year, for a different reason. What made this soyer into a soyer which was going to be used for whatever it was going to be used, either the Lashem Chatos or the Azazel? What determined that? The Goyrel. The Goyrel only works for this year. Every Yom Kippur there's a new Goyrel. So how can I take last year's soyer and use it for next year if I didn't have a Goyrel? I can't use last year's Goyrel for this year. Says the Gemara of a Nase of a Nagril. So bring the goat and make a Goyrel. And even though it could be that the previous years, this goat last year was Lashem Chatos, and this year the Goyrel will come out La'azazel, or vice versa, that's okay, because we said last year's Goyrel is got no value for this year. All last year's Goyrel did was that you can use them on Yom Kippur for one of these two goats. It can be used for the next year, but you still have to make the Goyrel. That's how Tosfos Hashanim explains this. So why don't you just make a Goyrel and use it? Answers the Gemara, Gezeira, Shema Yoimra Goyrel Kevea Mishono Lechaverta. Because people will know that this goat was used last year, and last year there was a Goyrel, and the Goyrel determined what this goat was going to be. And now it's being used this year. People might think that the previous year's Goyrel worked for the next year. And therefore we say that a goat that was used 1 year, and even though it was lost and was not actually used, but it was, the goyrel was done on it 1 year, it cannot be used the next year. Says the Gemara, okay, I accept that. That's all fine and good regarding the goat, where there was a goyrel on it. But regarding the bull, there was no goyrel on the bull. So use last year's bull that got lost and then found. Use it the next year. Because Rabzeira said the only reason you cannot use the sire is because of the goyrel. Answers the Gemara, Gzeira par otu sire. It's a Gzeira. We don't want to get confused thinking that you can use last year's animals for the next year, and you might think that even the sire, you can use last year's sire and last year's goyrel will work for this year, and therefore we say that none of these korbanos can be used the next year. Or mishom Gzeira yamusu? As we asked before, if it's just a Gzeira, why would you be allowed to put them to death? Maximum, you should let it graze until it gets a blemish, sell it and use the money for hektish. But to let it die? So now the Gemara is going to give a third suggestion. Amrua Rabbonon Kameida Abaya, the Rabbonon, the Chachomim said in before Abaya the following to answer. Gzeira mishum chatos shemesu ba'aleo. Because what's going to happen? You've got the bull or the goat of the previous Yom Kippur, and you want to use it for the next year's Yom Kippur. But we're afraid that in the meantime, the Kohen Gadol is going to die. And the next year, it will be a different Kohen Gadol. And we know that Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleo has to be put to death. And in order not to get confused in such a case, since such a scenario could happen, therefore we say that Par or Soyer of Yom Kippur can never be used the next year. Says the Gemara, that's all fine regarding the bull. The bull belongs to the Kohen Gadol. It's his personally. And it may indeed be a different Kohen Gadol the next year. And it'll be a Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleo. But the Soyer Maikel Meimar, but the goats, they are Korban Tzibur. By Korban Tzibur, there's no such thing as Mesu Ba'aleo. Eina Tzibur Mesim. The concept of Mesu Ba'aleo doesn't apply regarding a Korban Tzibur, as it says in the Gemara in a number of places. So why would you not be allowed to use the goat the following year? Says the Gemara, Gzeira Soyer, Otupar, as we said before, that we're afraid if we're going to let you use the goat of the previous year, the next year, you might use the bull the next year. And using the bull from 1 year to the next could be an issue in the event that the Kohen Gadol were to die. Umshum Gzeira Yamusu, again, the question comes back. If it's just a Gzeira, why are you allowed to put it to death? Elo, says the Gemara, a fourth answer, Gzeira Mishum Chatos She'ibrosh Nosom. We're afraid that the chatos that you're going to use the next year, if you're going to allow us to use the chatos, the bull or the goat from the previous year, we're going to let you use it the next year, then we're afraid that maybe that it will happen that you're going to use it even though it's more than a year old. And a chatos more than a year old is not allowed to be used as a korban. And therefore we said you cannot use these korbanos the next year. Asks the Gemara, Gezerah? Is it just a decree, a precaution, in order that it shouldn't be, you shouldn't get confused in the event that it's going to be more than a year old? It must be every single case where you've got a sawyer that you made into a korban before Yom Kippur 1 year, by the time it reaches the next Yom Kippur, it must be over a year old. Don't forget, we've already learned previously, you shouldn't even make it hektish until the eighth day of its life. Not only should you not be makrivit onto the korban, but even to make it into a korban, to call it a korban, you shouldn't do till the eighth day. And we're now talking about a whole year later. You made it into a korban on Erev Yom Kippur 1 year. You're offering it up as a korban the next year Yom Kippur. Of course, it's always going to be Ibrosh Nosa. What's it, just a gzeira? Says the Gemara, no. Holoi kasha. That's not difficult. Because Karebi, we're talking how this answer is following the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe is going to say that the year that we say that an animal, the soyer, the goat of a chatos, can only be brought within the first year is not 12 months of the moon, it's actually a year of the sun. It's not a lunar year, it's a solar year. Karebi, Datanya Rebbe learns, and this is the halachos of Bote Orei Choymo, which are discussed at great length later on in Shas, but in certain cases when somebody sells a field or some properties, in certain situations, then the person who sold it can actually redeem it and buy it back within the first year. Once the first year is over, the sale is absolutely binding and he cannot force the person who bought it to sell it back to him. And how long is that? Shono Tmimo, it's 1 year. It says in the pasuk v'im lo yigoyel ad melois leishonot tmimo v'kom abayis ha-shabayir ha-shaloi choymo la-tzmisus la-koyin ha-yisei la-deroisov lo yitzei ba-yoivu. This is the halachos that we're going to learn about later on, Rosh Hashanah and Erechin. So Rebbe says, what does it mean, shonot tmimo? Just say it, if a year passes, no, a whole year. What does it mean? What's that coming to impress on us? That moina shloish meis v'shishim v'chamisha yomim, that you count 365 days, k'minyan moisa chamo, like the year of the solar year, the sun year. Divi Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. And it's obviously clear here, and the Rishonim discussed that, the Tosfos Rishonim speaks it out, that the year of the korbonos, that you're only allowed to bring a soyer as a chatos, in the first year of its life, is learnt out from Bote Orei Choymo that it's a solar year, not a lunar year, and therefore, if you made it into a chatos on Erev Yom Kippur, then the following Yom Kippur is going to be only 364 days after it was born, and a solar year is 365 days, and therefore, it's still within the year. However, the gzeira, that's what we said, the answer of the Gemara was, that it's a gzeira. We're afraid that maybe this sawyer would have been a little bit older when it was made into, it was born not 7 days before Yom Kippur, but 10 days or 20 days before Yom Kippur. And then the following Yom Kippur, it's going to be Ibrosh Nos, so it's already going to be past the year. And then it will be possible to be brought as a chatos. And we don't want to get confused with that. And therefore they said that a chatos, the sawyer of Yom Kippur, 1 year, cannot be used the next year. And that's, let's just go back to this price. So the Chachomim argued with the Rebbe, and they said, Moina Shneimos Chodesh Miyim Liyim, that you count 12 days of the lunar months, 12 months, sorry, a year of the lunar year, which is the 12 months. And in the case of 12 months, it's always going to be that Yom Kippur this year is always going to be more than a year after the 7 days before Yom Kippur, which is when this, which is the latest time this animal could have been born. And the Chachomim say that you count 12 years of the lunar months, and if the Chachomim added on an extra Adar, then it's the seller who gets the extra month until that date of the lunar year comes around again. Until that point, he can redeem his property. So that's the Braisa regarding Bote Orei Choymo, and according to Rebbe, the same applies by Korbonos, and therefore, as we said, that theoretically it could be possible that a Korban, a Soyer, that was used, that was made a Soyer Lechatos on one Yom Kippur, will still be within 365 days of the solar year by the following Yom Kippur. Because we know that the length, the solar year is 11 days longer than the lunar year, and those 11 days is just enough time, because day 8 of its life is Erev Yom Kippur, so the following Yom Kippur is going to be a day before the end of the solar year. Says the Gemara, Hotinach Soyer, this fourth answer explains why the goat 1 year cannot be used the next year, because it could well be that it's going to be more than a year old, even the solar year. It's very, very just. If the animal was born those few days earlier of the previous Yom Kippur, by the next Yom Kippur, it will definitely have been after a year old. But that only makes sense regarding the goat, where the halach is that the chatos, all the goats that are brought as a chatos, can only be brought in the first year of their life. Par, however, regarding the bull, where bull can be brought for 3 years of its life, ma'ikel ha-meimar, then what are you going to say? Why can you not use the bull of the previous year for the next Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, Gzeira par, otu soyer, like we saw before, that it's a Gzeira. If you're going to allow to use the par of last year the next year, then you may use the soyer from last year the next year, and you're taking the risk of offering a korban, which is Ibrosh Noso. Asks the Gemara, Mishum Gzeira, Yomus, if it's just a Gzeira, why would you be allowed to put it to death? Void another question, Chatos she Ibrosh Noso, L'ra'oya Ozla. The Omer Shlokish, it's true that it seems to be that when a chatos is more than a year old, it belongs in the bracket of those chatois that have to be put to death. But Shlokish says not like that. Shlokish explicitly says that a chatos she'ibrosh nosa, since the type of issue with the korban, which has just become a year old, is less dramatic than the other chatois hameisois. Jewish Lakish says that chatos sheibrosh nasa, a chatos that is over a year old, roinoi sekilu hi oimedes bebeis akvaros. We see it just as a korban that theoretically is still fit to be a korban, just technically you're not allowed to offer it up. It's not actually a psul. And therefore, v'roya, you let it graze until it gets a blemish. You don't let it die, you just let it, you wait till it gets a blemish. So how can you say, what, at the beginning when we saw on Daf Samachei Amud Aleph at the bottom, because it's one of the chatois hameisois, the kontrish lokish, now that we explain that the reason that you have to let it die is because we're afraid that it's going to be a chatos she'ibrosh nasa, well, even if it is chatos she'ibrosh nasa, it's not yomusu, it's only roya. Ela omarova, this is the fifth and last explanation, gezeira mishum takola. We're afraid that if you're going to let this parva soyer of Yom Kippur this year to be used for the next year, then we're having these korbanos hanging around for a whole year. And they are korbanos, they are slated to be used as korbanos, you might by mistake offer them up. Well, we'll soon see exactly what the takola is, but something may go wrong. It's too much time to let a korban roam around. Ditnan, because we learnt in the Braisa, ein makdishin, nowadays you're not allowed to make anything hektish. An animal, you mustn't make it into a korban. Ve'ein ma'arichin, erichin, it's a whole mesechta in Shas about this, but erichin is somebody who pledges the value of a person to hektish. Ve'ein machrimin, acherim, is somebody who pledges the value of an item to hektish. Bizman hazeh, you shouldn't do any of these things nowadays. Ve'im hektish, v'herich, v'hichrim, if you did make something either hektish, or you pledged the value of a person to hektish, or you pledged the value of an item to hektish, then behema, in the event that it's a behema, Tiokir, it has to be uprooted. You're not allowed to leave it lying around. We'll soon see what that means. Peiros, in the event that it's fruits, ksus, or garments, v'kelim, or other utensils, yirkuvu, they should be let to rot. Mois, uklimatris, if they are, is coins or metal utensils, yoylich hana, or yoylich liyam amelach, you have to dispose of them. Ve'ezeu ikur, when it says that if it's a behema tiokir, it should be uprooted, what does that mean? Noel delas lefaneo v'yumeso me'eleo. You just lock it into a room and it will just die of starvation. So you see here clearly that there's a concept of takola, that we do, since nowadays there's no way of bringing the hektish, the erichin, or the cherem, the charomois, to the Beis HaMikdosh, there is no Beis HaMikdosh, and leaving around items which have hektish value for that long, until the Beis HaMikdosh is going to be rebuilt in Mirutz Hashem soon, that there could be a takala, therefore you have to get rid of them. So the Gemara is saying, that in our case of the parva soyer of Yom HaKippurim, that you say they have to let them die, or either to die or to let them graze, depending on the shittas in the that we saw before, is because of takola. What are you afraid of? Takola demai, e takola de hakrova. Are you afraid that you're going to actually offer them onto the base, onto the mizbech? You're going to shech them as a korban, as the wrong korban, because these are korbanis of soyer and par of Yom Kippur. Maybe you're going to shecht it sometime during the year for a different korban. If that's what you're worried about, afilu kol ro'oyo isnami, what about all the other cases where we say that a certain animal has to be left to graze, and then until it gets a blemish, when it has a blemish, you sell it. Well, there also, why are you not afraid you're going to come and shecht it in the meantime? E takola de giza v'avoida, is the takola that you're afraid somebody is going to either shear it or work with it, which is something you're not allowed to do with an animal that belongs to hektish? Afilu kol ro'oyo isnami, same question. The same thing should apply to all other animals that are let to graze. Why are you not afraid that in the meantime somebody is going to shear them or work with them? Says the Gemara, no. La'olam takola dakrova. The real truth is we're afraid you're going to shecht it for a different korban sometime during the year. V'hanoch, and you asked a question, why is it different to all the other korbanos that are let to graze? No, because those that are let to graze, delav b'nei akrova ninu. It's out of your mind. You know there's a blemish here. This korban cannot be used as a korban. You just leave it in the fields and you're not thinking about offering it as a korban at all. You wait till it gets a blemish. You wait, that's right. Loi torid bahu. And therefore, it's not on his mind, the concept of shechting this animal as a korban doesn't enter his mind, and therefore there's no fear. Hacht basakrovi, but here, the power of the soyer of Yom Kippur, where you're leaving it for a whole year, and you know it's going to go on the Mizbeach next year. So it's on your mind, this is an animal that belongs and is going to be shechted as a korban. Torid buhu. So therefore, it's on his mind that these animals are korbonis, and therefore he may by mistake shecht it as a korban during the year, and we're afraid of that, and therefore we cannot let you use it for the next year. And now the Gemara is saying, v'takola atzma, this concept of being afraid to keep something for the next year or for a later date, that maybe you're going to do something wrong with it, is actually seems to be a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya Chod in one braisa we learned, Pesach shelo korav berishon. If you had a korban Pesach that you didn't use on the erev Pesach on Yud Dalet Nisan, yikrav b'sheni, you can sell it to somebody who needs to offer it up for Pesach sheni on Yud Dalet of Iyar. You can give it to him b'sheni. If it wasn't offered up then either, yikrav l'shana abo, you keep it till the next year and you can use it the next year. That's one braisa. But Tanya Idoch in another braisa it says lo yikrav. That if you didn't use your Korban Pesach, then it cannot be offered up at a later point. My love, the Gemara is suggesting that what are the two braisas arguing about? The Betakona Pligi, they're arguing whether we're afraid you're going to use it for a different Korban and there'll be a Takola. Says the Gemara, no. Loi, the Kule Alma Loi Cheshinon LeTakola. It could be that everybody is not afraid of Takola. The machlokes there is regarding Rebbe and the Rabbonon. Because an animal that was dedicated to be a Korban Pesach 1 year, by the time it comes to the next year, it's going to be more than a year old. A Korban Pesach is not allowed to be more than a year old. However, according to Rebbe, there are situations, like we saw before regarding the goats of Yom Kippur, the same would apply to the lambs of the Korban Pesach, that if you made it into Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, on the eighth day of its life, that, and you say that according to Rebbe, you have a solar year, you have 365 days within which you can shecht it, and the following Pesach is still within a year. So maybe that's what they're arguing about. V'loi kashya, ha Rebbe, according to Rebbe, you can use it the following year. V'hol Rabbonon. And according to the Rabbonon, you cannot, because according to the Rabbonon, a solar year is what determines the end of the year. So the next Pesach, it's always going to be after a year. Says the Gemara, that cannot be. V'otanya, because we learnt explicitly, v'chein hamois, that the same way as the Braisas are arguing regarding the Korban Pesach, the same applies to money. If you had money that you dedicated to be used for a Korban Pesach, that one braisa says you're allowed to use this money for Korban Pesach the next year. Another braisa says you cannot use it. The braisa that says you cannot use it, why would you not be able to use it? A lamb itself can be over a year old. There's no issue with money being over a year old. Elo lav shma mino, it must be that betakola pligi, they're arguing whether we're afraid of takola shma mino. So you see that the concept of not keeping an animal for the following year because we're afraid of takola is actually a machlokes tanoim. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here, from the next Mishnah.